All right, Connor, thanks a lot.
Saturday at the Republican convention, Artemio Muñez was getting high fives and congratulations.
It's history in the making. It's huge.
As chairman of the Federation of Hispanic Republicans, Muñez has worked to build party support for a guest worker program that could help resolve the question of what to do with more than 11 million undocumented people in the United States. And with Hispanics making up 65% of Texas's growth in the past decade, Muñez sees the effort as party building.
Hispanic outreach. Demographics are shifting. We need to vote, and this is the weapon we need to reach those people.
Late Friday night, supporters overcame vocal efforts to include the guest worker program in the state Republican immigration platform. It would allow immigrant workers to temporarily fill jobs when no U.S. workers are available. It would require those with immigration violations, including those here illegally, to pay a fine before they participate. Guest workers would have to be proficient in English, and employers would have to ensure the workers have health care. Art Martinez, the mayor of Von Ormy near San Antonio, helped draft the proposal.
We need a solution that's going to affect the vast majority of immigrants and end this pool of people who are forced into an underground black market economy and do it in a way that protects our Texas economy.
But Collin County Republican Jolene Reynolds sees the guest worker plan as nothing more than amnesty.
It was by a renegade group that tried to come in and take over our party. What you're doing is granting amnesty. And the Republican Party has always been against an amnesty of all kinds.
Casey Broyles with the Clear Lake Tea Party believes the guest worker program would only increase the number of illegal immigrants.
People will come over here and stay, just like they are today.
The next step for supporters is a big one, guaranteed to provoke a battle. They want to convince Texas's Republican legislature to put the concept of a guest worker program into law. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.